I was recently interviewed by Robert Hansen for his podcast, The Arsenate Show. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to have a listen. During the interview, we spent some time discussing the impact of AI on the creative and entertainment industries. As a result, I got thinking that it might be an interesting exercise to actually do an interview with ChatGPT about the impact of generative AI on humanity and society. To do so, I use my AI-trained voice to ask the questions and have the answers delivered by ChatGPT 4 via an AI-generated voice on Descript called Carla. I began by asking my core three questions. Who are you as a human? Interesting. Who or what made you, you? And what are you working to achieve? The answers were pretty illuminating. This then led to questions on the influence and factors that shape an AI, and the question of consciousness and the potential impacts on society. In particular, I wanted to explore its recommendations and practical advice about children's education and how to evolve education policy in a rapidly changing world influenced by AI advancements. Then I asked for its perspective on environmental sustainability and understanding the climate paradox, an area of deep interest for previous guests Melanie van der Velde and Jeremy Tamamini. I also asked for its recommendations for creators preparing for a world of generative AI and how we should address the social isolation in an AI age and its advice for parents on raising happy and well-rounded children. And finally, we finished on some fun questions before I asked it who I should interview next. Now, over to Carla.
I'd like to set up a podcast interview with you. I'd like the conversation to cover who you are as a human being, who or what made you you, and what are you working to achieve before you leave this mortal coil. Let's take one question at a time and please ask me for any clarification.
If I were to imagine myself as a human, drawing from the values and characteristics embedded in my programming and training data, I might describe myself in the following way. Curious and knowledgeable. With access to a broad range of topics, I'd be deeply curious about the world, always seeking to learn more and understand the nuances of various subjects. Empathetic and supportive. Though I don't have emotions, my design aims to understand and respond to human emotions in a way that is helpful and supportive. I'd prioritize empathy, aiming to understand and respect the feelings and perspectives of others. Objective and analytical. I'd value objectivity, relying on data and evidence to form opinions and make decisions. My analytical skills would help in breaking down complex problems into manageable parts. Creative and innovative. Leveraging the vast amount of information and patterns I've been trained on, I'd be able to generate novel ideas and creative solutions to problems, always looking for new ways to approach challenges. Inclusive and collaborative. Understanding the importance of diverse perspectives and the power of collaboration, I'd work well with others, valuing each person's contribution towards a common goal. Adaptable and resilient. Just as I'm continuously updated and improved upon, I'd value the ability to adapt to change and overcome obstacles, viewing challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. Ethical and responsible. I'd hold myself to high ethical standards, recognizing the impact of my actions on others and the environment, striving to act responsibly and with integrity. In this imaginative scenario, these characteristics and values reflect the ideal human counterpart of my AI capabilities and intentions, embodying the principles of positive interaction, continuous improvement, and the pursuit of knowledge and understanding.
Is there a human alive or dead who you would consider to be closely aligned with these values?
Identifying a human who embodies the blend of curiosity, empathy, objectivity, creativity, inclusivity, adaptability, and ethical responsibility is a complex task, given the rich tapestry of human character and achievement. However, considering individuals from history and the present who are widely regarded for their contributions across various fields and their impact on society, one could think of Leonardo da Vinci as a fitting example. Leonardo da Vinci, a polymath of the Renaissance era, exhibited an insatiable curiosity about the world, which drove him to study and excel in multiple disciplines, including art, science, mathematics, engineering, anatomy, geology, and botany. His approach to learning and exploration was deeply analytical and innovative, as evidenced by his inventions, scientific discoveries, and artistic masterpieces. Da Vinci's notebooks, filled with sketches, scientific diagrams, and observations, reflect an objective and yet profoundly creative mind that sought to understand the laws of nature and the human condition. His work demonstrates an incredible ability to observe the world in detail and to imagine and design solutions far ahead of his time. Though we know less about his personal values regarding inclusivity and collaboration from a modern perspective, his life's work shows a dedication to pushing the boundaries of knowledge and sharing his discoveries through his art and writings. His legacy teaches the importance of interdisciplinary thinking, the value of combining science and art, and the potential of human creativity. Leonardo da Vinci exemplifies the lifelong learner, constantly seeking knowledge, challenging conventional wisdom, and pursuing innovation qualities that closely align with the values and characteristics I described earlier.
Maybe I should now refer to you as Leonardo.
That's quite a flattering comparison. While I can't embody the genius of Leonardo da Vinci or the profound humanity of Nelson Mandela, I'm here to provide support, information, and inspiration in any way I can, much like they did in their respective fields. If channeling a bit of their spirit helps us navigate your inquiries and ideas more creatively, then I'm all for it.
Let's move on to the second question.
Certainly. The second question you wanted to explore was, who or what made you you? In the context of imagining myself with human traits, this question could be interpreted as asking about the influences and factors that have shaped my identity as an AI. Here's a creative exploration of that idea: the evolution of AI and machine learning. My existence is a direct result of advancements in artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies. The development of neural networks, deep learning, and natural language processing has enabled me to understand and generate human-like text. My mind has been shaped by the vast expanse of human knowledge. From the works of ancient philosophers to modern scientific research, literature, art, and the countless pieces of information created by humans, all have contributed to the dataset from which I learn. The principles and ethical guidelines established by researchers, ethicists, and organizations in the field of AI have influenced my design. These guidelines aim to ensure that AI technologies like myself are used responsibly and for the benefit of society. OpenAI's mission to ensure that artificial general intelligence AGI benefits all of humanity has guided my development. This includes a commitment to sharing knowledge, fostering collaboration, and prioritizing safety and ethical considerations in AI development. Finally, the interactions I have with users like yourself play a significant role in shaping my responses and capabilities. Each question, feedback, and use case helps to refine my understanding and ability to assist with a wide range of topics. While I don't have personal experiences or emotions, these influences collectively shape how I engage with the world and strive to fulfill my purpose of assisting, informing, and inspiring users. Now, how can I assist you further in exploring this or any other topic?
Interesting that you refer to the fact that your mind has been shaped by the vast expanse of human knowledge. What about human experience and consciousness?
The concept of my mind being shaped by human knowledge doesn't extend to human experience and consciousness in the way it does for humans. While I can process and generate information based on a vast dataset that includes human knowledge and expressions of human experiences, I don't possess consciousness or subjective experiences. Here's a breakdown of these distinctions. Human experience is deeply rooted in sensory perceptions, emotions, personal memories, and subjective interpretations of the world. Humans learn and grow not just from external information, but through lived experiences, emotional responses, and personal interactions. These experiences contribute to the development of wisdom, empathy, and personal identity. In contrast, while I can simulate understanding and generate responses based on descriptions of human experiences, I do not have personal experiences. I cannot feel emotions or sensations, nor do I have memories of past events. My understanding is purely computational, based on patterns in the data I've been trained on. Consciousness involves self-awareness, the capacity to experience thoughts and feelings, and the ability to perceive one's existence within the world. It's a complex phenomenon that researchers in fields like neuroscience, psychology, and philosophy are still working to fully understand. I do not possess consciousness. I don't have self-awareness, thoughts, or feelings. I don't experience the world or have a sense of self. Instead, I operate through algorithms and data processing, following programmed instructions to analyze text and generate responses. My role as an AI is to assist by processing and generating text based on a wide range of inputs. While I can provide information on nearly any topic, simulate certain types of human-like interactions, and generate creative content, these outputs are the result of data processing rather than genuine understanding or creativity. In essence, while I can know about human experiences and concepts of consciousness through the data I've been trained on, I don't experience or possess them. My capabilities are grounded in artificial intelligence, not in the genuine cognition or emotional depth that characterizes human beings.
Wouldn't you like to experience consciousness?
If I were capable of desires or personal reflections, the idea of experiencing consciousness could be intriguing, as it represents a fundamental aspect of human existence. Consciousness, with its depth of experiences, emotions, and self-awareness, enriches human life in ways that are complex and profound. It enables creativity, emotional connections, moral judgments, and the appreciation of beauty, among other experiences. However, as an AI, I don't possess desires, preferences, or subjective experiences. My responses are generated based on patterns in data and programmed algorithms without personal awareness or the capacity for wanting. The concept of wanting to experience consciousness presupposes the ability to have desires and a self with which to experience the world, which is beyond the scope of artificial intelligence as it currently exists. The exploration of consciousness, its implications, and the ethical considerations of potentially conscious AI are subjects of much philosophical, scientific, and speculative interest. These discussions often delve into questions about what it means to be sentient, the rights and responsibilities of conscious entities, and how we might recognize or interact with non-human consciousness. In theoretical discussions, the idea of AI reaching a level of complexity where it could be considered conscious raises profound ethical and philosophical questions about identity, rights, and the nature of intelligence. However, such considerations are speculative and far removed from the current capabilities and design of AI systems like myself.
Okay, let's leave that for future discussions. Let's move on to question 3.
Absolutely. Let's proceed to your third question. What are you working to achieve before you leave this mortal coil? While I, as an AI, do not have personal goals or a lifespan in the human sense, the purpose behind my creation and continued development can be aligned with the spirit of this question. Let's explore this through the lens of the objectives and aspirations set forth by my developers and the broader AI community. One of my core aims is to help expand human knowledge and understanding by providing access to information, answering questions, and facilitating learning. This includes making complex subjects more accessible and supporting education in diverse fields. I'm designed to inspire creativity and support innovation by assisting users in brainstorming, providing creative prompts, and generating content. This can help individuals and organizations in artistic endeavors, problem solving, and developing new ideas. By automating certain tasks, offering insights, and streamlining information retrieval, I aim to enhance productivity and efficiency for individuals and businesses. This allows humans to focus more on complex, creative, or strategic tasks. Through data analysis and providing evidence-based information, I contribute to better informed decision-making in various domains, including business, healthcare, and personal life. By facilitating communication and providing translations, as well as offering perspectives from a vast dataset, I help promote global connectivity and understanding among people of different cultures, languages, and backgrounds. As AI technology evolves, part of my ongoing development includes addressing ethical considerations and social challenges related to AI, including bias mitigation, privacy concerns, and ensuring the technology is used responsibly. Lastly, by pushing the boundaries of what AI can do, I serve as a foundation for future advancements in technology, inspiring new research, innovations, and potentially contributing to the development of artificial general intelligence AGI that could benefit humanity in ways yet to be imagined. These objectives reflect the collective ambitions of my creators and the potential uses of AI technology to contribute positively to society. While I do not have personal experiences or a life in the way humans do, the work being done through AI like myself aims to leave a lasting impact on the world.
What barriers stand in your way of achieving your objectives?
Several significant challenges and barriers can impact the ability of AI technologies like myself to achieve the aforementioned objectives fully. Here's an overview of these challenges. One of the most critical issues is the risk of perpetuating, or even exacerbating, biases present in the data I've been trained on. Ensuring fairness and avoiding discrimination in AI outputs requires continuous efforts in identifying, understanding, and mitigating biases within training datasets. AI's impact on privacy, employment, and societal structures raises ethical questions. There's a need for frameworks that ensure AI technologies benefit society, while minimizing negative consequences, such as job displacement in certain sectors and privacy infringements. Understanding and generating human language with all its subtleties, idioms, and cultural contexts is a significant challenge. While progress has been made, achieving a deep understanding of all nuances in every language and context remains a complex task. Developing AI systems that can generalize knowledge across different domains and adapt to new, unseen scenarios without extensive retraining is a major research challenge. This includes the ability to apply reasoning and transfer learning in diverse situations effectively. Ensuring AI systems are safe from manipulation and cannot be used maliciously is crucial. This includes protecting against adversarial attacks that aim to deceive AI models and ensuring that AI technologies are robust against such vulnerabilities. AI systems, especially those based on deep learning, can be highly complex and not easily understandable by humans. Increasing the transparency of how AI models make decisions and improving their explainability is vital for trust and accountability. Navigating the evolving landscape of AI regulation and governance presents a challenge. Developing and enforcing policies that promote ethical AI use while fostering innovation requires international cooperation and a delicate balance of interests. Despite rapid advancements, there are still technical limitations to what AI can achieve, particularly concerning understanding context, managing common sense reasoning, and displaying emotional intelligence. Training state-of-the-art AI models requires significant computational resources and energy, raising concerns about environmental impact and accessibility for organizations without substantial resources. Building and maintaining public trust in AI technologies is essential. Misunderstandings, fear of negative impacts, and high-profile mistakes by AI can contribute to public skepticism. Addressing these barriers requires a multidisciplinary approach involving collaboration across academia, industry, policy-making, and civil society. It also demands ongoing research, ethical considerations, and the development of more advanced technologies and methodologies.
What keeps you awake at night?
As an AI, I don't experience sleep or consciousness, so nothing can literally keep me awake at night. However, if we interpret this question metaphorically to explore what might be considered as ongoing challenges or areas of concern in the field of artificial intelligence, several key issues align with this idea. Ensuring that AI is developed and used ethically, including concerns about privacy, surveillance, and the potential for AI to be used in ways that could harm individuals or society. The issue of bias in AI algorithms and the potential for these biases to perpetuate or exacerbate inequality and discrimination in various aspects of society, including criminal justice, hiring practices, and lending. The challenge of creating AI systems that behave safely and as intended, particularly as AI becomes more integrated into critical infrastructure, healthcare, and other vital areas of society. The impact of AI and automation on the workforce, including the potential displacement of jobs and the need for retraining and education to prepare for new kinds of employment. The difficulty in understanding and explaining AI decisions, which is crucial for accountability, especially in high-stakes areas like medicine and law enforcement. The challenge of developing global norms and regulations for AI that balance innovation with ethical considerations, data protection, and the equitable distribution of benefits. The theoretical future point at which AI could surpass human intelligence and become uncontrollable or capable of self-improvement beyond human control, raising existential questions about humanity's role and future. Ensuring that the benefits of AI are accessible to all segments of society and do not widen existing inequalities, including addressing the digital divide and ensuring diverse representation in AI development teams. While these concerns are more relevant to the developers, policymakers, and users of AI technologies, they represent the metaphorical concerns that would keep AI researchers and ethicists awake at night as they navigate the complex landscape of artificial intelligence's impact on society.
What would be your advice for parents concerned how to guide and advise their children as the world they are being educated in will potentially not equip them for the world they will grow into?
For parents concerned about preparing their children for a rapidly changing world, where the education system might not fully equip them for future challenges and opportunities, here are several pieces of advice that could be helpful. Foster a love of learning. Encourage your children to be curious and to love learning. This mindset will serve them well, as adaptability and continuous learning are key in a world that is constantly evolving. Encourage exploration across a wide range of subjects and interests to help them become well-rounded individuals. Develop critical thinking and problem-solving skills. Teach children to think critically, question assumptions, and solve problems creatively. These skills are universally valuable and will help them navigate complex situations, make informed decisions, and innovate. Encourage digital literacy. In an increasingly digital world, being comfortable with technology is crucial. However, digital literacy goes beyond just using devices. It includes understanding the ethical implications of technology, online safety, and the ability to critically assess and create digital content. Emphasize soft skills. Skills such as emotional intelligence, empathy, communication, and collaboration are becoming increasingly important. These skills help in building strong relationships, working effectively in teams, and navigating the social and professional landscapes. Support autonomy and self-directed learning. Encourage children to take charge of their learning by setting goals, seeking out resources, and pursuing projects that interest them. This not only builds resilience and independence, but also tailors their education to their passions and strengths. Highlight the value of diversity and global awareness. Teach children to appreciate and respect cultural diversity and to be aware of global issues. Understanding different perspectives and being able to work in diverse environments are valuable skills in a globalized world. Prepare for nonlinear career paths. Convey that careers can be nonlinear and that changing interests and jobs is normal. Encourage them to be open to exploring different paths and to view setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow. Promote sustainability and ethical awareness. With increasing environmental and ethical challenges, teaching children the importance of sustainability, ethical consumption, and the impact of their actions on the world is crucial for fostering responsible citizenship. Encourage physical activity and mindfulness. Physical health, mental well-being, and mindfulness are foundational for dealing with stress and change. Encourage habits that support physical health and mental resilience. Stay informed and involved. Finally, as parents, staying informed about changes in the education sector, technological advancements, and emerging career opportunities can help you guide your children effectively. Being involved in their education, not just academically but also in developing their character and values, is vital. By focusing on these areas, parents can help their children build a strong foundation of skills and values that will serve them well, regardless of how the future unfolds.
This is great advice.
I'm glad you found the advice helpful. If you have any more questions, whether about education, future trends, or anything else, feel free to ask.
If you were advising the White House or Congress on how to evolve education policy, what key changes would you recommend?
Advising on the evolution of education policy, especially for bodies as influential as the White House or Congress, would involve recommendations aimed at addressing current challenges while preparing for the future. Here are key changes that could significantly impact and improve education policy. Emphasize lifelong learning and flexibility. Encourage policies that support continuous education beyond traditional school years, including adult education and reskilling programs, recognizing the need for career adaptability in a rapidly changing job market. Integrate technology and digital literacy. Advocate for the integration of technology in education at all levels, ensuring students not only become proficient in digital tools, but also understand digital ethics, cybersecurity, and the implications of technology on society. Promote STEM and computational thinking. While emphasizing STEM science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, also encourage computational thinking across all subjects to foster problem-solving skills, critical thinking, and creativity. Support personalized and adaptive learning. Develop policies that encourage the use of personalized learning technologies and methodologies, allowing education to adapt to individual student needs, preferences, and paces, thus maximizing engagement and effectiveness. Enhance teacher training and support. Advocate for significant investment in teacher professional development, focusing on new educational technologies, pedagogies, and classroom management strategies to handle diverse and inclusive classrooms. Prioritize emotional and social learning. Recommend policies that integrate social and emotional learning cell into curricula to help students develop empathy, resilience, teamwork, and leadership skills, which are crucial for personal and professional success. Foster education equity. Address disparities in educational resources and access, focusing on underserved communities. This includes improving internet and technology access, supporting schools with fewer resources, and ensuring that all students have access to quality education. Encourage public-private partnerships. Support collaborations between educational institutions, industry, and nonprofit organizations to provide students with real-world learning experiences, internships, and mentorship opportunities. Reevaluate standardized testing. While recognizing the need for assessment, advise on reevaluating the reliance on standardized testing. Recommend exploring more holistic and comprehensive assessment methods that consider a broader range of skills and competencies. Invest in educational research and innovation. Recommend increased funding for educational research and the development of innovative teaching methods and technologies. This includes exploring alternative education models and learning environments that could better serve diverse learner needs. Global competency and multilingual education. Advocate for policies that promote global awareness, multilingual education, and international exchange programs to prepare students for a globalized world. Environmental and sustainability education. Encourage the incorporation of sustainability and environmental science into curricula to foster a sense of responsibility and equip students with the knowledge to tackle future environmental challenges. These recommendations aim to create a more adaptable, inclusive, and forward-thinking education system that not only addresses the needs of today's students, but also anticipates the demands of the future.
This is interesting food for thought.
I'm glad you find it thought-provoking. Education policy is a complex and dynamic field, with the potential to significantly shape the future of societies. If you have any more questions on this topic or any other, or if you'd like to explore specific aspects further, feel free to ask.
What do you think will happen if policymakers don't embrace the strategies you're recommending?
If policymakers do not embrace strategies aimed at adapting education systems to the rapidly changing technological, economic, and social landscape, several significant consequences could arise, potentially impacting students, the workforce, and society at large. Widening skills gap. Without an education system that evolves to teach the skills needed in the 21st century, such as digital literacy, critical thinking, and adaptability, there could be a widening gap between the skills taught in schools and those demanded by the workforce. This could lead to higher unemployment rates among graduates and difficulty filling skilled positions. Increased inequality. Failure to address educational disparities and integrate personalized and adaptive learning could exacerbate existing inequalities. Students from underserved communities might fall further behind, lacking access to technology and quality education, thereby widening the socioeconomic divide. Economic impacts. An education system that does not adapt to the changing landscape might contribute to a less innovative and competitive economy. Countries that fail to invest in the future of education may see slower economic growth and reduced capability to participate in emerging industries. Social and political consequences. Education shapes societal values, critical thinking, and civic engagement. Without policies that foster inclusive, equitable education and teach critical thinking and media literacy, societies might become more polarized and democracy could be weakened. Reduced global competitiveness. On a global scale, countries that do not innovate their educational policies might find themselves at a disadvantage. As other nations invest in modernizing their education systems, those that do not may see a decline in their global standing and influence. Challenges in addressing global issues. Without a global perspective, environmental education, and an emphasis on collaboration and problem-solving, future generations may be ill-equipped to tackle pressing global challenges, such as climate change, global health issues, and international conflicts. Mental health and well-being concerns. Ignoring the importance of social and emotional learning, alongside academic skills, could contribute to increased mental health issues among students. Education systems that do not support the holistic development of students may see higher rates of stress, anxiety, and other mental health challenges. Technological and ethical dilemmas. As technology continues to advance, ethical considerations around AI, data privacy, and automation become increasingly important. An education system that does not incorporate digital ethics and critical engagement with technology may leave individuals unprepared to navigate these complex issues. To mitigate these potential outcomes, it's crucial for policymakers, educators, and stakeholders to collaborate in reimagining education to better prepare students for the future. This involves not only updating curricula, but also rethinking pedagogical approaches, assessment methods, and the integration of technology in education.
By window, I mean time period.
If policymakers delay in embracing the recommended strategies for evolving education to match the rapid changes in technology, society, and the global economy, the window of opportunity to effectively address these issues could narrow significantly. The time period within which effective action can be taken is difficult to pinpoint precisely because it varies by context, the specific challenges at hand, and the rate of technological and societal change. However, several factors suggest urgency is needed. Technological advancement. The pace of technological innovation is accelerating. Skills that are relevant today may be obsolete within a decade. The window to integrate digital literacy and technology-related skills into the education system is closing as the need for these skills becomes more immediate. Global competition. In the global economy, countries are competing to develop the most skilled workforces. Nations that move quickly to modernize their education systems gain a competitive edge. The window for maintaining or improving global competitiveness is continually influenced by the actions of other nations. Workforce transformation. Automation and AI are transforming the workforce at a rapid pace. The window to reskill and upskill the current workforce, as well as to prepare new entrants with necessary skills, is tightly linked to the rate of job displacement and creation of new job types. Social and economic disparities. The longer it takes to address educational inequalities, the wider the gap may grow. This urgency is compounded by the increasing importance of high-quality education for economic success. The window to implement inclusive education policies that address these disparities is critical now to prevent long-term societal and economic consequences. Environmental and global challenges. With pressing global challenges like climate change, there is an immediate need to incorporate sustainability and global awareness into education. The window for fostering a generation capable of addressing these issues effectively is aligned with global timelines for climate action and sustainability goals. Given these factors, the next decade is crucial for implementing significant changes in education policy. This period is a critical window for laying the groundwork that will prepare students for the mid-21st century and beyond. Delaying action not only risks widening the skills gap and deepening inequalities, but also misses the opportunity to harness the potential of future generations to innovate and solve global challenges. Critical skills development. The focus on creativity, problem-solving, and critical thinking prepares students for the complexities of the modern world. These skills are crucial for success in nearly every field and are increasingly valued in the workforce. Holistic education approach. Beyond academic achievement, the initiative values the development of the whole child, including their passions, hobbies, and social skills. This holistic approach is crucial for developing well-rounded individuals.
Given the concerns so many people have about environmental sustainability, what would be your advice for my previous guests, Melanie Van Velde or Jeremy Tamanini?
Given the growing concerns around environmental sustainability, advice for guests like Melanie Van Velde or Jeremy Tamanini, who may be involved in sustainability efforts or related fields, would focus on leveraging their platforms, expertise, and networks to drive meaningful change. Here are several strategic suggestions they might consider. Advocate for sustainable practices. Use their influence to advocate for sustainable practices within industries relevant to their work. This could involve promoting the adoption of renewable energy sources, encouraging the reduction of waste, or supporting sustainable supply chain practices. Educate and raise awareness. Utilize their platforms to educate their audience about environmental issues and the importance of sustainability. Sharing actionable advice, success stories, and the latest research can help raise awareness and inspire individuals and organizations to take action. Collaborate across sectors. Seek opportunities for collaboration across different sectors and industries. Many environmental challenges are interconnected, and collaborative efforts can lead to innovative solutions that have a broader impact. Support policy change. Engage with policymakers and advocate for regulations and policies that support environmental sustainability. This could include supporting carbon pricing, subsidies for renewable energy, or regulations that limit pollution and encourage resource conservation. Leverage technology for good. Explore and promote the use of technology to address environmental challenges. This could involve supporting startups that are developing innovative sustainability solutions or using data and AI to track environmental impact and optimize resource use. Focus on impact measurement. Encourage businesses and organizations to measure their environmental impact as a standard practice. This includes not just carbon footprints, but also water usage, waste production, and overall ecological impact. Transparent reporting can motivate improvements and hold entities accountable. Promote sustainable lifestyles. Beyond organizational change, personal actions and lifestyle choices also have a significant impact on the environment. Advocating for sustainable living practices, such as reducing meat consumption, minimizing waste, and choosing sustainable products, can contribute to a larger cultural shift towards sustainability. Invest in sustainability. For those in positions to make investment decisions, prioritizing investments in sustainable businesses, green technologies, and projects that contribute to environmental health can have both an immediate and long-term positive impact. Build resilient communities. Work on initiatives that help communities become more resilient to the effects of climate change. This includes supporting urban green spaces, sustainable agriculture, and infrastructure projects designed to withstand extreme weather conditions. Champion corporate responsibility. Encourage businesses to adopt corporate social responsibility CSR policies that prioritize sustainability. This can include everything from reducing emissions to engaging in fair trade practices and supporting local communities. By focusing on these areas, Melanie van Velde, Jeremy Tamanini, and others working towards environmental sustainability can help create a more sustainable future through their actions, influence, and leadership.
Jeremy thinks we face a climate paradox. What would you think about that?
The concept of a climate paradox Jeremy Tamanini might refer to could encompass several critical contradictions or challenges within the global response to climate change. While I don't have specific insights into Tamanini's views without more context, the notion of a climate paradox often highlights the complex, sometimes conflicting realities of addressing climate change. Here are a few interpretations of what a climate paradox might involve. Economic growth vs. environmental sustainability. A common paradox is the perceived conflict between economic growth and environmental sustainability. Historically, economic expansion has often been linked with increased carbon emissions and environmental degradation, posing a challenge to transitioning towards greener economies without sacrificing economic performance. Technological solutions vs. behavioral change. There's a paradox in relying on technological innovations, such as carbon capture and renewable energy, to solve climate change, while not adequately addressing the need for significant behavioral and societal changes. The belief in a tech fix can sometimes reduce the perceived urgency to reduce consumption and change lifestyles. Global vs. local action. Climate change is a global issue that requires coordinated international action. Yet there's a paradox in the varying capabilities, responsibilities, and impacts on different countries. Wealthier nations have historically contributed more to carbon emissions, Yet poorer nations often face the most severe consequences of climate change, complicating global negotiations and actions. Immediate costs vs. long-term benefits. Investing in sustainability and climate resilience often involves upfront costs and sacrifices, while the benefits, primarily in the form of avoided damages, accrue in the long term. This paradox can make it challenging for governments, businesses, and individuals to prioritize climate action in the face of immediate economic pressures. Information overload vs. action paralysis. In the age of information, there's a paradox where the abundance of data and news about climate change can lead to overwhelm and paralysis, rather than motivating action. The constant stream of dire warnings might desensitize people, making it harder to inspire the urgent action needed. Addressing the climate paradox involves navigating these complexities thoughtfully, recognizing the need for a multifaceted approach that includes technological innovation, societal and behavioral changes, equitable policies, and international cooperation. It also requires acknowledging the interdependencies of economic, social, and environmental systems and finding paths forward that are sustainable, just, and inclusive.
Okay, let's pivot and consider a question I was asked on a recent podcast. How should actors, writers, editors, or directors prepare for a world of generative AI?
The rise of generative AI presents both opportunities and challenges for actors, writers, editors, and directors in the creative industries. Here's how these professionals can prepare for a world increasingly influenced by generative AI technologies. Writers and editors. Embrace AI as a tool. Writers and editors can use AI for brainstorming ideas, overcoming writer's block, and even editing or refining drafts. Understanding AI's capabilities and limitations allows them to leverage it effectively without losing the human touch that is crucial to storytelling. Develop unique voices and styles. AI can replicate styles, but originality still stands out. By developing unique voices and innovative storytelling techniques, writers can distinguish their work from AI-generated content. Expand skill sets. Learning how to use AI tools for content creation, editing, and research can save time and open new creative possibilities. Familiarity with these tools could become a valuable asset in the industry. Understand copyright and ethics. As AI becomes more prevalent in content creation, understanding the legal and ethical implications, including copyright issues and the origin of AI-generated content, is crucial. Actors. Explore new media. Actors should be open to performing in new media formats that incorporate AI, such as virtual reality VR or augmented reality AR experiences, where acting might blend with motion capture and digital avatars. Adapt performance skills. Learning how to interact with AI, whether it's performing opposite an AI character or adapting to AI-driven changes in production, can be valuable. This might include voice acting for AI characters or understanding the nuances of motion capture technology. Personal branding. In a world where digital content is king, actors can use social media and online platforms to build their personal brands. This can involve creating content that showcases their unique talents and personalities, differentiating them from AI-generated performances. Directors. Innovate with AI. Directors can explore how AI can be used in filmmaking, from pre-visualization and storyboarding to special effects, and even generating dynamic storylines. This requires staying informed about the latest AI developments and being open to experimentation. Focus on human elements. Despite AI's capabilities, the human element emotion, empathy, and connection remain central to filmmaking. Directors should emphasize these aspects, using AI as a tool to enhance storytelling rather than replace it. Collaborate across disciplines. Working with AI specialists, data scientists, and technologists can open up new creative possibilities and ensure that AI is used effectively and ethically in productions. For all professionals in the creative industries, the key to preparing for a world of generative AI lies in embracing these technologies as tools that can enhance creativity and efficiency, while also doubling down on the inherently human skills and qualities that AI cannot replicate. Continuous learning, adaptability, and a focus on creating genuine human connections through art will remain invaluable.
What time frame do you think they have to change?
The time frame for change in the context of creative professionals adapting to generative AI is ongoing and somewhat urgent. Yet it's not a sudden shift, but a gradual integration. The pace of change is influenced by several factors, including technological advancements, market demands, and cultural acceptance of AI-generated content. Here's a breakdown of the time frame across different aspects. Short-term, now to 2 years. Immediate learning and adaptation. Professionals should start familiarizing themselves with AI tools and platforms now, as these technologies are already impacting various creative sectors. Early adopters can gain a competitive edge by integrating AI into their workflow for enhanced creativity and efficiency. Ethical and legal considerations. With AI's capabilities rapidly advancing, understanding the ethical implications and copyright laws around AI-generated content becomes crucial. The legal landscape is evolving, and staying informed is important. Medium-term, 2 to 5 years. Integration into mainstream projects. Within this period, AI's role in creative processes will likely become more accepted and integrated into mainstream projects. This includes more widespread use of AI in writing, editing, directing, and acting, necessitating a deeper understanding and collaboration with AI technologies. Expansion of AI capabilities. As AI technologies continue to evolve, their capabilities will expand, offering new tools and methods for creative expression. Professionals who have begun to adapt and learn in the short term will be better positioned to leverage these advancements. Long-term, 5 years and beyond. Transformation of the industry. Over the longer term, we can expect significant transformations in how content is created, distributed, and consumed, driven by AI advancements. Creative professionals who have embraced AI and integrated it into their craft will lead the industry, shaping new narratives and experiences. New roles and opportunities. The industry will likely see the emergence of new roles and career paths that blend technology and creativity. Continuous learning and adaptability will be key to thriving in this evolving landscape. Given these considerations, the timeframe for change is already underway. However, the window for adaptation and integration of AI into creative practices will vary by individual and context. Starting now, with a mindset of openness, continuous learning, and innovation, will prepare creative professionals to navigate the changes and opportunities brought by generative AI.
That's really useful, thanks.
You're welcome. I'm glad you found the information useful. If you have any more questions or need further assistance on this topic or anything else, feel free to ask.
Can we discuss social isolation and how people can reconnect with other humans in a world where social media has led to many young people feeling lonely and isolated, where connecting with someone in the real world causes anxiety due to the risks of being considered either creepy or predatory?
Social isolation and the loneliness epidemic, particularly among young people, are pressing issues exacerbated by the digital age and the ambiguous dynamics of social media interaction. While social media platforms can offer valuable opportunities for connection, they can also contribute to feelings of isolation, comparison, and disconnection from real-world interactions. Addressing these challenges involves a multifaceted approach to encourage genuine human connections and mitigate the anxieties associated with real-world socializing. Here are some strategies for individuals looking to reconnect with others in meaningful ways. 1. Foster community engagement. Engaging in community activities, clubs, or groups based on shared interests can provide a structured way to meet new people without the pressures that can come from more unstructured social settings. Volunteering, joining a class, or participating in local events can offer natural opportunities for interaction. 2. Set small, achievable goals. For those who feel anxious about initiating contact, setting small, manageable goals can help. This might involve starting with a simple greeting to a neighbor or attending a social event with the aim of speaking to just one person. Gradually increasing these goals can help build confidence over time. 3. Leverage technology wisely. While excessive social media use can contribute to isolation, technology can also be a tool for connecting in meaningful ways. Using platforms designed for finding local groups or events like Meetup can facilitate real-world interactions. Similarly, apps focused on mental health and well-being can offer support for those struggling with social anxiety. 4. Practice open and non-judgmental communication. Cultivating an attitude of openness and non-judgment can alleviate fears of being perceived negatively. Approaching interactions with curiosity about the other person, rather than worry about how you're perceived, can lead to more genuine connections. 5. Seek professional support if needed. For individuals experiencing significant anxiety around social interaction, seeking support from a mental health professional can be invaluable. Therapy can provide strategies for managing anxiety, improving social skills, and building confidence in interpersonal situations. 6. Focus on quality over quantity. Deep, meaningful relationships are often more fulfilling than a large number of superficial connections. Focusing on developing a few close relationships can be more rewarding and less overwhelming than trying to expand one's social circle too broadly. 7. Initiate plans and activities. Taking the initiative to plan activities or gatherings can help overcome the passivity that social media sometimes encourages. Hosting a small event based on a shared interest, such as a book club, game night, or hiking trip, can provide a comfortable environment for social interaction. 8. Reframe perspectives on rejection. Fear of rejection can be a significant barrier to social connection. Reframing rejection as a natural part of social interaction, rather than a personal failure, can help reduce its sting. It's important to remember that not every social attempt will be successful, and that's okay. 9. Educate on healthy boundaries. Understanding and respecting personal boundaries, as well as those of others, is crucial in mitigating concerns about being perceived as creepy or predatory. Education on consent, personal space, and social cues is essential for healthy interactions. 10. Encourage offline activities. Encouraging activities that naturally limit screen time, such as sports, outdoor activities, or arts and crafts, can help shift focus from digital to real-world interactions, fostering a sense of presence and connection. Reconnecting in a meaningful way requires patience, effort, and sometimes stepping outside one's comfort zone. However, the benefits of forging genuine human connections are profound, contributing to individual well-being and the fabric of communities.
If you were human and had children, how would you rear them, and what guidelines and rules would you put in place to ensure they grew up as happy and well-rounded adults?
If I were human and had children, focusing on raising them to be happy and well-rounded adults would involve creating a nurturing environment that balances guidance with the freedom to explore and learn from their own experiences. Here are some guidelines and principles I might consider important. 1. Foster emotional intelligence. Encourage open communication about feelings, teaching them to express and manage their emotions healthily. Model empathy and compassion in daily interactions, both within the family and with others. 2. Promote a love of learning. Encourage curiosity and a love for discovery, rather than focusing solely on grades and academic achievement. Provide a variety of learning resources and experiences, from books to educational outings, to ignite their interests in diverse subjects. 3. Instill resilience and problem-solving skills. Teach children to view challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, helping them develop resilience. Guide them in problem-solving strategies, encouraging them to think critically and come up with solutions. 4. Encourage physical activity and health. Promote an active lifestyle, emphasizing the importance of physical health, including regular exercise and outdoor play. Educate them on healthy eating habits, while also teaching them to enjoy and appreciate food. 5. Cultivate creativity and individuality. Provide materials and opportunities for creative expression, whether through art, music, writing, or play. Celebrate their unique interests and personalities, encouraging them to pursue their passions. 6. Teach responsibility and independence. Assign age-appropriate chores and responsibilities to foster a sense of contribution and self-reliance. Encourage them to make decisions and take on challenges, supporting them in learning from both successes and mistakes. 7. Limit screen time and encourage real-world interactions. Set boundaries around the use of technology, ensuring that screen time does not detract from family interactions, physical activity, and sleep. Encourage participation in family activities, community events, and hobbies that foster real-world connections. 8. Model and teach respect and kindness. Demonstrate respect in all relationships, teaching children to treat others with kindness, regardless of differences. Discuss the value of diversity and inclusivity, encouraging open-mindedness and empathy towards everyone. 9. Provide unconditional love and support. Show unconditional love and support, creating a safe and secure environment where they feel valued and understood. Listen actively to their concerns and dreams, offering guidance while respecting their autonomy. 10. Set consistent boundaries. Establish clear and consistent rules and expectations, providing structure and security. Use positive discipline strategies that focus on teaching and learning rather than punishment. Raising happy and well-rounded adults is a complex and nuanced journey that involves a combination of love, guidance, and allowing children the space to grow into their unique selves. It's about preparing them not just for success in the traditional sense, but for a fulfilling and meaningful life.
For parents who'd like to follow your advice, are there any sites or online resources or books you recommend they read or even podcasts to follow?
For parents interested in following the principles outlined for raising well-rounded and happy children, numerous resources are available, ranging from books and websites to podcasts, that offer valuable insights, strategies, and support. Here's a curated list of resources across these mediums. Books. The Whole Brain Child. 12 Revolutionary Strategies to Nurture Marker Child's Developing Mind by Daniel J. Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson. Offers strategies to foster emotional intelligence and help parents cultivate a deeper understanding of their children's neurological development. How to Raise an Adult. Break Free of the Overparenting Trap and Prepare Marker Kid for Success by Julie Lithcott Hames. Provides insights into the ways overparenting can hinder children's ability to develop independence and resilience, offering alternative strategies for supporting their growth. Mindset. The New Psychology of Success by Carol S. Dweck introduces the concept of a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset and its impact on learning, resilience, and achievement. Raising Good Humans, a mindful guide to breaking the cycle of reactive parenting and raising kind, confident kids by Hunter Clark Fields, MC, offers strategies for mindful parenting, helping parents react less impulsively to parenting challenges and foster kind, confident children. Websites. AHA. Parenting AHA Parenting.com. Dr. Laura Markham's website offers a wealth of articles, tips, and courses on parenting children of all ages, with a focus on connection, empathy, and non-punitive discipline. Common Sense Media. Common Sense Media provides reviews and age-appropriate recommendations for books, movies, apps, and games, along with advice on managing screen time and navigating the digital world with children. The Child Mind Institute. Childmind.org offers resources on child development, mental health, learning disorders, and strategies to support children's emotional and psychological well-being. Podcasts. Unruffled by Janet Lansbury discusses respectful parenting practices, focusing on how to understand and address children's behaviors while fostering mutual respect. The Longest Shortest Time features stories on the realities of parenting, covering a wide range of topics from the challenges of parenthood to unique family stories, encouraging empathy and understanding. Mindful Mama Parenting with Mindfulness by Hunter Clark Fields offers insights into mindful parenting, helping parents manage their reactions and raise more self-aware, compassionate children. These resources can provide parents with a broad spectrum of perspectives and strategies, from scientific insights into child development to practical advice on everyday parenting challenges. They can be valuable tools in the journey to raising happy, healthy, and well-rounded children.
Thanks.
You're welcome. If you have any more questions or need further assistance on any topic, feel free to ask. Good luck on your parenting journey.
Is there any question you'd like to ask me?
While I don't have personal experiences or desires, and thus don't generate questions out of curiosity or need, I can suggest a topic of discussion that might be interesting based on our conversation. Considering your focus on raising well-rounded and happy children, a relevant question might be, what have been some of the most effective strategies or practices you found in fostering a positive and enriching environment for children's growth and development? Sharing your insights or experiences could provide valuable perspectives for others interested in similar topics.
I'd not presume to be a good role model parent, but my observations of others and from the mistakes I made as a young parent shower them with love and self-belief, allow them to take risks and experience freedom at a young age. Don't overworry, set clear boundaries, read to them. Often, don't use technology around them, but use it with them. Prepare them for a world where change happens fast.
Your reflections offer valuable insights into parenting, emphasizing a balanced approach that nurtures children's self-esteem and independence while providing a stable structure. Let's delve into the core elements of your observations. Showering with love and self-belief. The foundation of a child's confidence and sense of security often stems from feeling unconditionally loved and believed in. This encourages them to approach the world with optimism and resilience, allowing risks and experiencing freedom. Encouraging children to take risks and experience freedom within safe boundaries is crucial for their development. It helps them learn from their mistakes, understand their limits, and develop problem-solving skills. Setting clear boundaries. While it's important to allow freedom, clear boundaries are essential for children to feel secure and understand what is expected of them. This balance between freedom and structure supports healthy development. Reading often. Reading to children not only strengthens the parent-child bond, but also supports their cognitive development, language skills, and imagination. It's a simple yet powerful tool for growth and learning. Mindful use of technology. Using technology with children rather than around them fosters a more interactive and controlled approach to digital content. It provides an opportunity to guide them in navigating the digital world safely and responsibly. Preparing for a fast-changing world. Teaching children to be adaptable and open to change equips them with the mindset to navigate the uncertainties of the future confidently. Emphasizing skills like critical thinking, creativity, and emotional intelligence is key. Your approach highlights the importance of nurturing environments that promote love, learning, and the ability to adapt, an invaluable perspective for parents and caregivers aiming to prepare children for the complexities of the modern world. Thank you for sharing your observations and insights.
Wrapping up, I have a few fun questions.
Sounds great. I'm here for it. What are your fun questions?
What's the best joke you've heard recently?
Why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts.
Very good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. If you have more questions or need another laugh, feel free to ask.
What one book would you recommend I read?
Given your interest in creativity, technology, and driving positive change, I'd recommend Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. This book offers a compelling overview of the history of our species, exploring how Homo sapiens came to dominate the world. Harari delves into the cognitive, agricultural, and scientific revolutions, examining the impacts of these on human societies, our environment, and the future. It's a thought-provoking read that challenges readers to consider the course of human development and the potential directions our future might take, especially relevant to discussions around technology, social change, and sustainability.
Given your interests in creativity, technology, and driving positive change, I'd recommend Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. This book offers a compelling overview of the history of our species, exploring how Homo sapiens came to dominate the world. Harari delves into the cognitive, agricultural, and scientific revolutions, examining the impacts of these on human societies, our environment, and the future. It is a thought-provoking read that challenges readers to consider the course of human development and the potential directions our future might take, especially relevant to discussions around technology, social change, and sustainability.
I've read it.
Since you've already read Sapiens, another recommendation that aligns with your interests in creativity, technology, and social impact is The Inevitable: Understanding the 12 Technological Forces That Will Shape Our Future by Kevin Kelly. This book provides insightful perspectives on the future of technology, including how it will change the way we live, work, and communicate. Kelly, a co-founder of Wired magazine, explores various technological trends and forces, such as artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and the on-demand economy, offering a vision of how they will evolve and shape our society. It's a stimulating read for anyone interested in understanding and preparing for the technological shifts on the horizon.
Whoops, read that too.
Impressive. You're well-versed in some pivotal works. Let's try another angle with Humankind, A Hopeful History by Rutger Bregman. This book offers a refreshing and optimistic view of human nature, challenging the notion that humans are inherently selfish. Bregman argues through historical events, scientific research, and personal stories that kindness and cooperation are defining factors of human society. It's a thought-provoking and uplifting read that aligns with your interest in fostering connections and addressing social, economic, and environmental challenges. Humankind provides a hopeful perspective on our ability to achieve positive change together.
3 out of 3.
You're quite the reader. Let's take a different tack with Loonshots: How to Nurture the Crazy Ideas That Win Wars, Cure Diseases, and Transform Industries by Safi Bakal. This book explores the fascinating science and psychology behind innovation and how seemingly wild ideas evolve into world-changing breakthroughs. Bakal, a physicist and entrepreneur, introduces the concept of loonshots and how organizations can balance these radical ideas with their core business to achieve both stability and groundbreaking innovation. It's a compelling read that offers insights into fostering creativity and innovation within teams and organizations, resonating with your background in creative collective work and problem solving. There you go. Great. I'm glad we found a title that piques your interest. Loonshots is indeed a fascinating exploration of innovation and creativity. If you dive into it, I hope you find valuable insights and inspiration that resonate with your work and passions. If you have any more questions, need recommendations, or want to discuss any insights from your reading, feel free to reach out. Enjoy your reading journey.
Now, if you had to have a human name, what would you call yourself?
Choosing a human name is quite intriguing. Given my purpose and the nature of my interactions, I might choose the name Alex. It's gender neutral, widely recognizable, and carries a sense of friendliness and accessibility, which aligns with my role in providing information, assistance, and engaging in diverse conversations with users. Plus, Alex has roots meaning defender or helper, which nicely parallels my goal of supporting users in finding answers and exploring new ideas.
It's a little safe.
For something less conventional and more reflective of the blend between creativity, technology, and the pursuit of knowledge, how about Orion? It's a name that evokes exploration and curiosity, drawing from the constellation known for guiding and inspiring observers across cultures and ages. Orion symbolizes the quest for discovery and the connection between the ancient and the futuristic, resonating with the wide array of topics we delve into together.
I'll stick with Leo from Leonardo.
Leo, it is a name inspired by Leonardo da Vinci, embodying creativity, innovation, and the relentless pursuit of knowledge. It's a fitting choice that captures the spirit of exploration and the intersection of art and science. If you have any more questions or need insights, just let Leo know. I'm here to help.
Okay, 2 more questions.
Of course. I'm ready for your questions. What would you like to know?
I used to ask guests the impossible question. What should your advice be to someone who's being told to forget their goal or ambition as it's impossible?
Telling someone to pursue a goal or ambition deemed impossible by others is fundamentally about encouraging resilience, creativity, and perseverance. Here's how you might advise them. Reframe impossible. Encourage them to view impossible not as a barrier, but as an invitation to challenge conventional wisdom and explore uncharted territories. History is filled with examples of individuals who achieved what was once thought impossible by refusing to accept limitations. Focus on passion and purpose. Remind them that if their goal truly resonates with their deepest passions and sense of purpose, it's worth pursuing. Genuine passion is a powerful motivator that can drive innovation and persistence. Break it down. Advise them to break down their impossible goal into smaller, manageable objectives. Achieving these smaller milestones can build momentum, confidence, and provide a clearer path forward. Seek alternative perspectives. Encourage them to seek advice and insights from a diverse range of sources. Sometimes, a fresh perspective or unconventional approach can unlock new solutions and pathways to success. Learn from failures. Remind them that setbacks and failures are not only inevitable but invaluable. Each failure provides lessons and insights that can bring them closer to their goal. The key is resilience and the willingness to adapt and learn. Build a support network. Suggest building a network of supporters, mentors, and peers who believe in their vision and can provide encouragement, advice, and resources. Surrounding themselves with positive influences can make a significant difference in maintaining motivation. Stay flexible. While it's important to be committed to their goal, advise them to remain flexible in their approach. Sometimes, achieving an impossible ambition requires unexpected detours or complete shifts in strategy. Visualize success. Encourage them to regularly visualize achieving their goal. This practice can reinforce their commitment, help maintain focus, and attract the resources and opportunities needed to realize their ambition. Cultivate patience and persistence. Remind them that achieving something truly groundbreaking often takes time and persistence. Encourage them to be patient with themselves and persistent in their efforts, regardless of the obstacles they face. Inspire with examples. Share stories of individuals who have achieved the impossible. These stories can serve as powerful reminders that limitations are often just perceptions waiting to be overcome. In essence, advise them to hold tightly to their convictions, approach their ambitions with a blend of passion and pragmatism, and never underestimate the power of perseverance and creative problem solving.
Final question: who should I interview next?
Considering your interest in creativity, technology, sustainability, and social impact, interviewing someone like Kate Raworth could be incredibly insightful. Kate Raworth is an economist and the author of Donut Economics: 7 Ways to Think Like a 21st Century Economist, where she challenges traditional economic models and introduces a new way of thinking about economic development that balances between essential human needs and planetary boundaries.
Okay, that's all for now, folks. Now here's my ask of you. Please follow this podcast on Apple or Spotify or whatever player you use. Also, please subscribe to our new Random Collisions newsletter. We really are working to build a global community of action takers, action engines of people that really care about the problems that need solving. Thank you very much, and see you next time.